In the parshas, Kiseisei, the Torah expresses itself and tells us about the Amalek is a Zohar, Sheoslach Amalek, begins with Zohar. The last words of the parsha, three psukim later, is Lo Tishkach. There's a name from Zechirah, there's a name from Lo Tishkach. The Gemara in Megillah, on the last page, page 3, Daf Yeches and Aleph, the last line brings us to free that the Darshan who knows where Zohar and Lo Tishkach, Zohar, Yocho, Belev, because many mitzvahs are Belev. Many mitzvahs can be Belev, especially the mitzvahs to Midas that are mentioned in Be'alach and Simon Aleph, of the Noche Shemakecha, you should remember it constantly, and when by Shem, with Yelecha, can be Belev. Shomer Lo Tishkach. It says Lo Tishkach. The last pasuk says Lo Tishkach. Number 9, page 3, the last line. Harishik Belevim. Oman Mikayim. Zohar Bepet. So Zohar is an active act of Zohar. Shaz Amoik. Lo Tishkach is Belev. You shouldn't forget. But what should you do? You should do something. Zohar. So the Rosh Yosef on this Gemara mentions that since the Gemara at the beginning mentions Kaskaso Zo Zichr Ba Sefer, how do you remember? By writing the Sefer, Havkama Sefer. This should be the Sefer. You should remember. So the Rosh Yosef asks him, you don't see in the Gemara there's Zman, the Zohar, Asher Asher Amoik. There's no Zman, there's no time. In Pashas, it should be all the time. Zechira is a constant mitzvah. It should be all the time. The list of Ma'is Amoik, B'chol Yom V'Yom. However, it should be Toch HaSefer. Because every single day we should remember Amoik, Toch HaSefer. With a Sefer. Means a B'kriya Sator. Perhaps. And he says, the Mogin Avrom, in Simach Samach, I don't have it here, put that down, Mogin Avrom says that when we say in Birchas Kriyishma, Avraba, Vishimcha HaGodol, Vikraftonu Ma'akein Avosecha, Vishimcha HaGodol, Vikraftonu, he says you should remember Har Sinai, Mam Har Sinai, Vishimcha HaGodol, Yechavim Maisa Amorik. That means the mitzvah to Midas. There's no reason why he can't say that from the Gemara. It's a mitzvah tamidus of Zohar, and therefore the Mogen Avraham says in Simen Samach that Osbeis that constantly one should have this in mind when he says the Shimcha HaGadol, Mechias HaMolek. The difficulty is, according to this Mogen Avraham, there's no sefer. There's not a halacha that you have to say B'toch HaSidur. There's no sefer, you have to say words in a sefer Torah. Therefore, even though the Prima God and the Reish Yosef ask this question, the Minig Yisrael is not that way. The Minig Yisrael is to what? Even though we would say it's a mitzvah tzimidis, but the Minig Yisrael is to remember Amalek a certain time of the year. A certain time of the year. In a certain time of the year, even though we thought Apisvori should be all the time, and this certain time of the year is around Purim. So this is the name from Ma'is HaMolek. Purim tells us about the Ma'is HaMolek. So therefore, at that time, one should mention Zechiras HaMolek. If you look at the Chinuch, when he quotes this halacha, therefore, we see that Be'emes, the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek, is a mitzvah asei, Lo Tishkach also mitzvah Lo Tishkach, which is not a Zman Groma. It should be every day. It's not every day. But whenever it is, a few times a year, whatever it is, but what? It's not a Zman Groma. If you look at the Chinuch, I have in the sheet, look at the Chinuch. First page, he mentions in the second and the third paragraph Number one, Sefer Chinuch, this is Tav Reish Gimel, mentions that the Dini HaMitzvah, Mashem Zoch Mavroch HaShech, the third paragraph, Zachir Zuhi Belev, Pev, Achim Besifri, Zoch HaShech HaShech HaMolik, Yoch HaBalovcha, Shehu Komer Lo Sishcha, Chavizeh Belev, Oman Mekayim, Zoch HaShech Sheshona Beficho. This is a free. You shouldn't forget. So there he continues in the last paragraph, Zachir HaZoz Belev, Pev, O Yedanu Bozman, Kavua, Beshona. Oh, Vion, we don't know exactly the time. Like Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim B'chol Yom. And Zechiris should mean all the time. Like Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim is day and night. V'atam, why is Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim all the time? Hayhi Iker Hadas. This is Iker Hadas. Hashkach HaProtis. You can't live without this. Iker Hadas. K'mo Shirach. Shkav L'adibra Alzeh. V'harbi M'koyim Yisbesifri. And therefore, you have to remember constantly Yitzias Mitzrayim, daytime and nighttime, and Pasach and Mandomer, even nighttime. Abo Tam Zechira, Masha Asam Olek, Eina Ra Shol Tishkach, Sinasa Bolibra Lubin. The sinner that Amolek had for Klal Yisrael, therefore he says, in such a case, is Dai Lonu Bezeh, Lisko Ayinin, Pam Achaz, Bishana, or Shesha, or Shayim, or Shana, Shesha, or Shosh. Once, twice, three times a year, and that's it. So therefore, he says that it's an inyan to remember Molech, it should be every day, but it's not every day. It's not necessary to remember this, the sin as long as it goes Tishkach. So you see from here that it's totally Zevazeh. Zohar, the beginning of the Pasuk, Pini Parasha, and Lo Tishkach, Zohar is not Lo Tishkach. Lo Tishkach. It doesn't say Lo Tishkach Zechachot. It doesn't say don't forget from your memory. It says just Lo Tishkach. So in order to say Lo Tishkach is Zohar. But now it has to be a constant Lo Tishkach, Zechachot. You shouldn't forget Zechachot all the time. Lo Tishkach. How? Zohar. So therefore, the Chinuch ends up. But definitely there's not a Zman Groma. The Negev Mitzvah Zu B'chol Mokum U'B'chol Zman. The Zohar, the last paragraph, in the Chinuch, on the first page, one. So he says, Zachorim ki lahem lasas amelchomo v'mekomis ho'ayiv v'lo l'noshim. So the Chinuch says that this mitzvah is a mitzvah only on Zachorim and not on the Kivus. Why not on the Kivus? It's a shalo azman gromo. It's a shalo azman gromo, noshim amechoyevis. Because only on Zachor lasas amelchomo v'mekomis ho'ayiv v'lo l'noshim. This is the famous chinuch that says that definitely the women are potter for the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek. The Minchas Chinuch, number two, asks on this shita of the chinuch, and the chinuch usually follows the Rambam. The chinuch usually follows the Rambam, and the Minchas Chinuch points out that where do you say the Nashim are potter? Rambam doesn't mention any of this. It has to be a riot. He has to bring a raya with double. He just says a double portion because they're not bringing mechama. They're not bringing mechama. They're not bringing mechama. It says behemoth. The Gemara says in Soitim and Dalit in the third line, and the Rama quotes his halacha that what a filakal mechupasim, that a woman, even a cow, is mechuyev to go out to mechama. Doesn't mean that she goes out to mechama with a gun or with a rifle, but she helps out the mechama, all the necessities. The food and necessities. A woman is part of Melchama. This is very difficult. He doesn't understand. Okay, so here, the last line, two. The potter misses not. I say, Zub. Women should be potter? I say, Mrs. Shem is my girl. We know the Nashim. Nashim, Pasha Zachar. Mr. Shem will run to Shul. Pasha Zachar. If they don't get the Shul in time, there's a special pre in the afternoon. A woman shouldn't hear Pasha Zachar. These are two kashas that the Minchas Chinuch has. Demis, there's another kasha. That is, Melchama is not only in Amalek, but in Zion Amun. If you look at number three, Sukkim tells in Shoftim, Ki hachim tafrichim achiti amor aprizi, amor akanai aprizi achivi alusi, Hafen, destroy them completely. V'man asher lo yilmadu eschem lasos kol tuav osom. Asher osu lo lehim chatosom la'ashem lekech. There's a meaning to destroy completely the Zion Adamim. Why? You shouldn't be mashpia mushpa from them. You shouldn't be influenced by them. V'man lo yilmadu eschem lasos. The obvious question is, how can you say that women are not b'nei mechomo? If the chinuch on that halacha, the chinuch puts down explicitly on mitzvah, tov chav hei, the Ram quotes the Zion Amin, mitzvah harigah shira Amin, and the chinuch says, v'noheges mitzvah zu b'zachorim v'nekevus, v'chol malkom v'chol zman sheishkoch b'yadei l'horim. So there's a stir in the chinuch. The contradiction in the chinuch itself. How can the chinuch say such a thing that the women are not b'nei mechomo? They are b'nei mechomo. They are b'nei mechomo. One approach for that third question, which we'll say probably is the main reason why the chinuch says by Parshas Zohar, women are poter as a chira because they're not b'nei mechomo, and it's totally Zohar has been on Rosh Hashanah, and if not b'nei mechomo, then they're poter. So one answer can be given, as by the Ram, from Yeshua Leib Diskin. He wants to say as follows, based on the Zecher Simcha, other Achronim, that the din of Zion Amimim was a mitzvah as soon as Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. Me'ei Shebo Eretz Yisrael, but it's the Asher Shem, there was a mitzvah of what destroying Zion Amin. Therefore, the yeshiva of Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of the yeshiva of Eretz Yisrael, is not until after 14 years, Zion may kibush, and Zion may chiluk, 7 years of destruction, 7 years of dividing and conquering the land. Then there is a meaning of what, of yeshiva Eretz Yisrael in the full sense, and many mitzvahs are not totally until that time. And then there's an influence of Haikom Hashem. However, the mitzvah of Amalek, is after they got settled. After they were settled, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Gimel mitzvah in Stavu when he saw, as it's similar when the king to Eretz saw, is to Maman Amalek, number two, V'hapazer Shal Amalek, and then to build the base of Mekish. But this came after they were settled. What is the reason why women should not be b'nei mechomo? Why? Because there's a meaning of kol kavuda basmela panima. The mokor and the mokom of a woman is in the house. It does not mean necessarily in the house. She's behind everything. Panima. It's not where the President of the United States has to fight the war in Iraq. He has to go with his b'chvod b'yatzmo, but he's behind everything. All the decisions, he's behind. He's the encourager. He's the person that encourages everything. This halacha of kol kavuda basmel panimo is only when there's a bias, when there's an Eretz Yisrael, when there's yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. The kol zman, they did not have a yeshiva yet. The first years, the Gavalt Pshat, then even women are Machayev, Mishtate, Bekibish Orts. There's no called Kvud Basmel Panima yet. Called Kvud Basmel Panima, that she can have a bias, she has a Mokam, then she's not B'nei Mechomo. But until that point, she's part of Mechomo. So therefore, there's no Stira in that term. In that point, there's no Stira. Two different inyanim. Before Kibush Oretz and after Kibush Oretz. This is the way that the Ram Diskin learns. I'd like to present, however, another understanding, which will understand the difference between the Zion Amimim and Milchamas Amalek, which perhaps can understand why women are chayiv when it comes to kibush of the Zion Amimim. However, they're not machayiv according to the chinuch. According to the chinuch, when it comes to Mechamas Hamoed. We mentioned the chinuch before. The chinuch points out, and also the Ramban al Torah, number 4. This is Zogazay Ashiosa from the first page, number 4. Koreskati, Amedi Shidor Shabu Bisifro, Yochum Alev, we said this already. Omer Lo Tzichtach, Haishichas Alev Omer, Homan Mekayim Zohar, Shetei Sona Beficha. Sona Beficha. That the mitzvah is, Zohar Shiosach HaMolik, Bepeh Bo Tzichtach, and Shedini from the Sina. Sina Beficha. Beficha. And every year should be a Sina. We try to prove that that's the halacha in the Gavra. The Gavra. There's mitzvahs of Gavra. And there's mitzvahs of Chefsa. This is not a brisket terminology. Not at all. There's a beginning in the Dorim, mentions the Dorim and Shuas. And Neder is a Yisra Chefsa, and Shua is a Yisra Gavra. Gavra asks something upon himself, and or in Mushva, on himself, not. And the chesed means neder. He asks this chesed, these potatoes. Potatoes are mutter, but he made the potatoes like a korban. He asks the chesed like a korban also. One could say that this idea of mechias hamolik and zechias hamolik is a gavurdik halacha. My she'en came to zayin aminim is a chesed halacha. A chesed. Let us try to explain this. That is, hafen tafen, lo sachaya kol neshama. The Torah tells us, destroy these amim. Ibn ha-chefsa shel zayin amim. This chefsa is a bad ashpo, l'ban lo yimudu me. You destroy this chefsa. What does that mean? What happens if the chefsa gets destroyed by itself? It becomes destroyed by itself. No longer exists. An earthquake comes, and they all are just wiped away. That's it. That's it, you did it. They're destroyed. There's no Mitzvah Gavra. It's gone. Doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Why? Because they can't have any Ashpia on you. The whole reason is they'll be Mashpia. How can they be Ashpia? They don't exist. As long as they don't exist, as long as that you did what you halfway to happen, they were destroyed. Who said you have to destroy them? They have to be destroyed. They have to be destroyed. The chefsa has to be destroyed. They're destroyed. That's enough. However, by Amalek, the mitzvah is the Helochim bo. Sin of some. Amalek is more than that. Amalek is an inin that we have to fight Mechamas Hashem b'Amalek Dorot. It's Mechamas Hashem. It's not just a Mechama between Kal Yisrael and Amalek. It's a Mechamas Hashem. I have on the sheet a Hakira, a famous Hakira from Stanley's Halacha and the second Sheet 6, the Milchas Chinuch. The famous Milchas Chinuch, as says, on the mitzvah of Tashbisu Sor Mibotecha, the destruction, the mitzvah of destroying chametz. So there is a suffix. What is the nature of this mitzvah? Is it Isra'ase or Kimase? The suffix, the first paragraph, Ima mitzvah se hi shei chametz mushbus. Or then it should be destroyed. If you have chametz, erev Pesach, you have to destroy it. And if not, you're over by your Motse. If, however, you don't have any chametz, you're not over by your Motse. You don't have anything. That means the idea that the chefsa has to be destroyed. It's the dominance of Shabbos, in the fifth line. It says those stars of Moacha. It says Shabbos. What does that mean, Shabbos? There's a mitzvah to sleep, put down your sit in the street, But no, if you do an Avera on Shabbos, you want a Malachas, you violate not only a Losas Malacha, but Nisra Aseh. There's an Nisra. You should have never done that. You should have never done a Malacha. Therefore, if it's a what? Not a Kiyama Mitzvah. So what would be if a person has his chametz, is about to burn it, and someone comes around and burns it? He burns his chametz. I'm ready to burn my chametz, and someone takes my chametz and burns it. So he's mevachel mitzvah. He's mevachel for mitzvah. He has to pay asar zubin. He prevented me from doing a mitzvah. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. He doesn't have to pay a penny. It's not kingdom. It has to be destroyed. It was destroyed. So you didn't destroy it. He destroyed it. It's destroyed. I don't know about you, Rabbi Matzah. It's not kingdom. It's you have to do it. It has to be done. It was done. So someone else did it. Someone else did it. And if you don't have any chametz, so you don't have to have any chametz. You don't have nothing to destroy. But the last paragraph here, number 6 on page 2, Odim mitzvah zovah b'kum asay. Tashbish is mitzvah asay. It's a positiveness. It's a positiveness. That means that if you don't have chametz erev Pesach, what do you have to do? Buy. Go and buy a roll and burn it. Buy a roll and burn it. It's bal tashis. You take a roll now and burn it. It's bal tashis. There's a kiyama mitzvah. There's a kiyama mitzvah of destroying the chametz. There's a kiyama mitzvah. As they say in Torah, tashbish is over with. You should have chametz. I don't have any chametz. We ate it up. I'm going to die. I never eat chametz. So therefore, it comes there and pays. I have to buy a roll and burn it. Kiyama mitzvah. Therefore, im chotav echad, acher, a mitzvah biyodo, hanu kinas. If someone takes away the mitzvah from me, then he has to pay a kinas. Like a talis. Is the halacha of the dal, is the halacha that you should wear a talis? Or if you have, is it a kiyama mitzvah? Or if you have barba kampus, you have to put on tzitzis. If you don't have barba kampus, forget about it. Well, no, it's a kima mitzvah. It's a positive thing. It's a positive thing. This yisod of chefsa, if the shiloh is what is the mitzvah of tashbishim, a kima say, nisra say, can be transferred over here to our case of amol. Is amol considered a kima say, or is it not a kima on the gabra, or just has to be destroyed? It has to be destroyed. So it could be, according to the chinuch learned that this mitzvah of zechiras hamolik, this mitzvah of zechiras hamolik, is different than the mitzvah of zayin amim. Zayin amim, women are mechuyevis. And when it comes to Mechias HaMolek, they're not. Why? By Zayin Amamim, it's not necessarily Milchoma. They have to be destroyed. It's not a mitzvah on the individual. They have to be destroyed. Women also see, they have to be destroyed. It's not necessarily a Milchoma. They have to be a big Kibbush Milchoma to do it. There, the sinner is Ave Hashem Sinera. All of this, there's rishis in the world. There's rishis. And everyone should hate rishis. That's all. Zayin Amim is rishis. Rishis. And rishis, any type of rishis. Zayin Amim is one as a type of rishis. And women, like anyone else, should see this destroyed. It doesn't mean necessary by Mechama. You can do another way, do another way. Mechama about it. That's a way. It's not specifically a way. It's on a chefsa. Mashiachim. When it comes to Amalek, Amalek is on the gavra, a sinner, the dordoris, shacham, and it should be in such a way that the mechama should be, as mentioned, the sibur, the chiyachi of sibur, the pumbi, the farsim. And the Kumas Hashem. The mitzvah is the mitzvah of Dafka Milchama. Through Milchama. It's a Milchama, the door door. A Milchama. If it's a Milchama, and on the Gabra, destroy that gavra through mechama, this is where a woman is part. This aspect, a woman is part. Mechamas Hashem the door door. And this mechamas Hashem the door door is even when there is no Amalek. Because this nechama is not necessarily only to what? To fight Amalek, but to show that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu door. So it's not necessarily the individual gavra Amalek, but what Amalek represents. What Amalek represents. So therefore, according to the chinuch, women are part of it. However, the minchas chinuch and the minig yisroh, the women go, they hear Parsha Zachar. They hear Parsha Zachar. The Bris Chovav, the king there to show, and he saw this, and he was mishtomim. Mishtomim? Women? Hear Parsha Zachar? Never. The fact is brought down. It's brought down that Chaim Kanevsky said the name of the disciple of his father, Kenoshim Chayobis, definitely not. Women are not Mechuyev. They're not Mechuyev. They're quoted in the first of Gemara in a rush. How can you say women are Mechuyev? If you look at number 5 on page 2, bring down, the Rosh brings down the Gemara that's found in Brachas, also in Gittin. Number 5, Torah Bani, Raisa of Rabbi Ezra, Shinifas Beis HaKnesses, Vomotza Shom HaSora, Vishifra Avdol, because Mishachar is at, Vishifra the, now you're not allowed to Mishachar yet, Vishimul HaSora, he became part of the Asura. They need a minion, and therefore he was Meshach Mazen. V'hechad Avi Avi, V'om Rav, V'om Yehuda, V'kala Meshach Rav, V'om Rav, V'om Rav, V'om Rav, Tabodo? Is that Nisra Asay? And for the moment, Nisra Rav Meshach. That's one gear says, Nisra Rav Meshach. The Asra Rav is greater than what? Than the love of the Yisra of V'om Rav Tabodo. It's Nisra Asay. But the Gemara doesn't explain what the case was. They just need the minion, so he's Meshach and Zev Kanani. The Yigdash B'Sov B'nei Yisrael has presence. There's another gear that says, Dechol Seset. Yeah. So what's the case? What is the case that they need the minion? So Rosh discusses this, and he says apparently this was not a specific time of the year. This is all the time. If it's a specific time of the year, one can say it's Parsha Zohar. But so, throughout the year, Mistam is, they needed a minion for Kedusha, for a Baruch. He goes on in the next minutes. You see from the Rosh, that Parsha Zohar, number one, this is a Rosh Hashita, that Parsha Zohar, you can Mekayim, as Mahalik has shown how to Mekayim Parsha Zohar, according to Rosh, according to many Mishonim Baal Taisis, is through a cloth, Vasor. The Kriya of Parsha Zohar is the rice of the Gedi. And it was necessary to be shot for the Evi in order to be the tenth person. That's one way to become Parsha Zohar. So the obvious question is, if Noshim were Mukhuyevis in Parsha Zohar, the way the Milchus Chinuch learns, and we know that Evi Kanani has the same halogas as a woman. Lo lo misha. Makasav lo sever krusis. Vachubsha lo nitan lo. We learn Evid Kanani, Isha had the same halogas. So if an Evid Kanani, if an Isha is Mukhievis, an Evid Kanani is Mukhievis. Mukhiev. Then why did he have to mishah for the Evid? This is what the Stipler says. The mere fact that it was Meshach, or the Eved is a Raya, women are Potter. Because if women were Chuyiv, why would he have to Meshach, or the Eved? And before Isha Gemara. So how can you say women were Chuyiv? Women go to Parsha Zohar. They can go. It's like you can put on Tefillin too. You can put on Tefillin too. But you see the what? That the mechuyev, that you have to have a special nunim, the husband has to take care of the little children, and the wife has to hear parsha zachar. Wait, one, however, could ask a Mishraya. Even though the Stifler says this, one could find that no, there's no Mefarsh Gemara. Why do you have the Mishavel Yevet? Why do you have the Mishavel Yevet? If an Eved is Mechuyev and Parsha Zohar, because Anish is Mechuyevis, so why do you have the Mishavel? For the minion. An Eved Kenani is Mechuyev and Parsha Zohar. But if you have to have Asara, 10 people, the Nidashi Beso B'nei Yisroel, they have to be B'nei Yisroel, and there's Nishkan B'nei Yisroel. That's why it was Mishach. That's why it was Mishach. As Kedushis Yisroel. So perhaps it's not Kedushis Yisroel. That's why it is. And that could be perhaps as far as what the other mitzvahs too. However, when it comes to Parsha Zohar, perhaps Parsha Zohar doesn't require that Kiddushis Yisroel. Maybe that it requires this 10 yin and mechuyev. Therefore, a Nebuchadnezzar can start. Maybe that's how I answer. But we see from here that there's a possibility that one could say the women of mechuyevis in Parsha Zohar. Definitely, one could say that perhaps women of mechuyevis in the concept of Zohar, if you learn the Parsha Zohar, is a sipur, where the Ramban learns to finish the sapur, to say over to the Dordoris. They shouldn't forget. So it's a part of the sipur. It's a part of the sipur, and just like a woman is mechuyevis in sipur, you see it's Mitzrayim, it's part of one has this mitzvah, part of the achilas matzah. A woman's mechuyevis matzah because she's mechuyevis no sochel chometz, because she's bolav asay, and matzah is a chilek of sipur Yisrael, which requires a hezbo by itself. This could be also the inyan that a woman is mechuyevis in zechiras Yisrael Mitzrayim, in which we show zechiras amolik, in which indicate this by our. By reading it, so this could be because it's not actually the Kriya itself. The Kriya is one way of performing the mitzvah of the Dordoris of remembering what Amalek did. This could be another possible answer. Just want to mention that Bemis, even though we said that the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is not tamidus, is not all the time. A certain zman of the year, one zman, one day, the Purim, we put together the Purim. So Emes, if we look at the Pesukim in the Torah, it mentions in Parshas B'Shalach, just before Vayavah Molech, Yeholim Yelachim in Yisroel Freedom, the passage before that mentions, Hayesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu Imayim. That Klal Yisroel had a suffix in their Munah B'Hashem. And Rashi brings down a Moshe. The Moshe Rashi brings down is a father that's carrying his son and giving his son anything he wants on his shoulder. He wants this. And then the son says to the person he's carrying, "Where is my father? Where is my father?" And immediately the father goes ahead and throws him down and lets him be hit and be bitten by the clover, by the dogs. The Medrash gives another Moshe, the Pirkei Rabbi Ezer, that the friends of the Melech come into a pardis, and they take things, they take some paris that don't belong to them, and the caliph comes along and rips their clothes. And the king says, don't do that again. You see what happened to you? You see what happened to you? The caliph ripped your clothes. So what should you remember? Remember the fact that the caliph ripped your clothes. Remember. But is that really the reason? Is that really the reason? Or is it the reason because you stole? You did not there. This idea of Hashem Kibenu, that was a cause. That was a cause. And it says right away, Vayav Amalek, Yilachem Yisrael. Amalek comes. When does it come? Sure, Amalek is the caliph. But no Sheheshem. And then you cry out. But what was the cause of Amalek? Hashem Kibenu. The Suffolk in Amun. The Suffolk in Amun. And the suffix in Emunah is Tamidus. Yes, it could be the Zechiras Amalek is not a mitzvah Tamidus, like the other six mitzvahs that are mentioned, Tamidus Tamidus, that Shmuel Birnbaum, Zachariah Lebracha, the big masbid of America, was nifted not too long ago. The last couple of days of his life, he couldn't learn anymore. His mind, he said, at least let me go through the six mitzvahs Tamidus. Enochi, Loyelecho, Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Yichud Hashem, Vasasrach Lavchen. At least those mitzvahs to me. So you say, but that's not Amalek. That not, may not be Amalek, but the Goring is to me. What caused Amalek? What caused Amalek? Caused Amalek is the lack of Emunah. Lack of Emunah. We'll say it again. Pasuk in Tilum says, "Hashef al Hashem yavcha hu yichak alecha." Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu throw the burden on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He will sustain you. So Chafetz Chaim explains as follows: this is something that we have to hear constantly, and that is Erev Shabbos. The marshal of a person is standing in Highway Route 17 who needs a hitch to the mountains. He has two valises. He wants someone, hopefully someone will stop, a kind Jew will stop, and give him a ride to the mountains. And sure enough, after a while, a man stops with his van, the covered gutter, the saver put in the office, tells him to come in, I will take you to your destination, and he did. He took him straight to Woodburn, straight from Woodburn, right on the highway, over an hour and a half ride, straight to his destination. He gets in the car, he thanks him profusely, he sits down, and he's carrying the two valises, and he sits down carrying the two valises. Your hands get tired after a few minutes. So the man told him, why are you carrying the two valises? Put them down. Oh no. I don't want to be a schnorr. You're kind enough that you're taking me, Erev Shabbos, to my destination. But you should carry my valises also? The van should carry my valises? Oh no, that I won't allow. You're vanity. What's wrong with you? If he can take you, he can't take the valises. He can't take the valises. Hashach HaLashem, who you're level. Take your peklach and throw it to Hashem. It's the valises. Compared to what we go through life, the birth of a child, that we're able to talk and walk and live as human beings. So we have financial problems. We have social problems. We have family problems. This destroys our emunah? Who brought you into it? I can take you to the mountains. I can do everything for you. I can't carry your valises. Yesh Hashem Kibbein, where's God? As a boy, that's all I heard. As a boy, I tell you the truth, I didn't know what to answer. And I didn't know where I went. There was 6 million. I didn't know what the 6 million meant. I really didn't. And they came to me as if I'm the cause. How come 6 million Jews died? And they pointed to me. How come? You're a religious boy. How come 6 million Jews died? You give me an answer with anger. With anger. Where's your religion? Where's your God? How come? That requires temidus, as the chira temidus. That question I don't think is asked so much today for various reasons. I realize it. That zechira, the cause of a molik, is a mitzvah to midas, to remember zachar shir aslach a molik, the cause is to midas. Even though zechira itself may not be a to midas, even though the Reish Yosef asks, why not? It's not mitzvah to midas. But the goring of the chit is a mitzvah to midas, should always be asked, always be thought that Kosh Baruch Hu, everything called over Achmir, the tav of it, all the disasters are causing Klal Yisrael, the tzibur and the prat, shemachazik our emuna. A boy asks, what should we do now? Mishnichas Lord Marvin the Simcha. Such a tragedy. On one hand, eight nefashis. On the other hand, only eight. You know how many shots that man gave? That Michigan shot? You know how many shots? Because someone else had been much more. But whatever it may be, that's our response. Simcha means Simchas HaTorah to marvel in our learning and our Ashkafas. Simcha, even though it's Hashem is Simcha. That is our response. That is not a response of questioning, of doubting, no doubts, of being more Vadoyas. And that's Zohar, that's Amolik. The Machazik Aramun Bashem, Zohar Sherosh Amolik. And this is maybe only once a year. May not be Tamidus. However, the Gorim is Tamidus. And hopefully, this Zman will machazik us in that area. And therefore, the beautiful Jews, the nights I heard a shir, someone said the silliness that goes on Purim. Silly things in Purim. That the young have aspirations to be old. They dress up like Haman, or like Mordechai, Tzadikin, Peyes and Shreimlach and Rosh Hashivas, and the old act like children. The old act like children, 2-year-olds. The 2-year-olds act like, and the whole day this poor, that's silly. Silliness, it's gotten out of hand. On the other hand, the idea of Kol HaPoishim Yad, that chesed, that the Klal Yisrael, that Thursday night, where there are Jews that don't stop writing their name, One check after another. We should inspire. That's our answer. More checks. Call a question, God. You're a businessman. Why don't you check into this person? My son is age 9 years old, collected, 9-year-old boy, in this area, $500. I said, how can anyone give money to a 9-year-old? Call a question, God. He's collecting for the yeshiva? Yes. Yes. This is our response. Never mind the silliness. Look at the positive answer. There's a Purim. Machazik are emunah b'Hashem. Just like this man goes and shoots. Doesn't make sense. We do the same thing. Doesn't make sense. Poshe Yad, have you ever heard such a loch? A person gets dokei, he should always investigate. Always, especially if it's not your money, definitely if it's a Gabi Zohar. But over here comes Purim. Adliyada. Thursday night, not Friday after Suda. Adliyada. You must be shikr. You didn't even have a drop of wine. Not a drop. You're acting like a shikr. Yeah, like a shikr. Unbelievable. This is our response. Because Amun Hashem, no one's going to go bankrupt. Never will go bankrupt because of the money they gave out for him. Never. You know that. You're giving, and I'm talking. You know what I'm talking about. Therefore, Mr. Hashem, the Purim, Shemachazik, and Zachiris HaMolek, and Mechias HaMolek, and Bilam Hobbes, the Netzach, and the Mishavizoicha, the Gul Hashem, and Mechavim.
Amen.